All right, today I'm going to go over 2C35-24. This is called Possession of Certain Prescription Drugs. And the reason I'm going over it is I have it in my class. I don't elaborate it on enough, and I want to make sure that you guys know what to do in these circumstances. The second time in the past few months that somebody reached out to me and had these circumstances and asked, what should I have done? So with that, yeah, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. We're just hoping to learn. That's what we're here to do. So here's what it says. 2C35-24, this is for New Jersey guys. Sorry guys out of state. I know guys call me and they reach out to me. A lot of times on here I try to be clear that it's New Jersey law, you know, like a good portion of it, but a lot of stuff does apply to you as well. We try to go into tactics as much as possible, but there's a lot of stuff in New Jersey these guys need to know that's important. And although that's not the fundamentally core portion of our group or what we're about, like I want everybody across the country to learn, and I implore you to... If you see something that sounds similar to what you have, explore your case law, your books, to see if you have something similar. So 2C35-24, possession of certain prescription-related drugs. A person who possesses a controlled dangerous substance that was prescribed or dispensed lawfully may possess it in only the container in which it was dispensed, except that the person may possess no more than a 10-day supply in other than the original container if the person produces, upon the request of the law enforcement officer, the name and address of the practitioner who described the substance or the pharmacist who dispensed it. A person who violates this section is a disorderly person. So if you come across a car and you find a pill on somebody or pills and they're in separate containers, you know, will this provide probable cause to search the car, and how far can you search? Well, it all depends on what you got, but you got to start by asking questions. So the questions aren't, oh, you have a pill. Oh, it's a Klonopin or a oxycodone or somebody that's an abused drug. You're going to want to say, hey man, you have this pill. Whose is it? Why do you have it? You're going to want to find out whose car it is. The guy's driving his... If he says, hey, it's my mom's car. I'm driving her car. She leaves it in here. This is why she has it. If somebody has a really good explanation, like a really good explanation of why they have this pill, you're going to know you're probably not going to have probable cause. You probably have somebody legitimate, but let's take the totality of the circumstances into account here. What do you have? What are you looking at when you're talking to somebody? Do you have a guy who, like, obviously is some kind of pill abuser? Hey, what doctor did you get this prescribed from? Is it legal? And you can always ask for consent to search. You know, if that's the case, if you don't think that's enough, if you don't think you're feeling like there's enough to go into the car and PC and do that interior compartment search, you could ask for consent. I mean, that just solves everything. I still urge everybody to continue to get consent to search, even when you have probable cause in New Jersey, because, again, guys, well, if you could search, why would you get consent? Hey, guess what? 4 years ago, when we had Peña Flores, we had PC and we still got consent to search. For the guys who are new, who've never asked for consent to search, go out and try it. People are going to give you consent when you ask them. If your game is tight and you can explain to them why you're asking for consent to search, or I'm going to be requesting consent to search and sound confident, nobody's going to deny it to you. Don't sound like an asshole, right? You're not going out there to be a Nazi to people on the side of the road, but try it. I remember I've told the story before. I had a guy I used to work with. Years ago, had a car pulled over to Hess gas station. He pulls up, and I'm filling out a form. The guy comes over. I explained the form to him, and he's the guy who I worked with, was looking at me, and the guy signs the form, and the guy I work with goes, oh, he signed that thing? I go, yeah. He goes, really? How'd you get him to sign it? I asked, and he gave me consent. Guy had drugs in the car, but he gave me consent because I explained it to him in a way that it was almost inevitable that it was going to happen here regardless. So the explanation is, hey, man, want to get consent to search your car? Especially with the odor of marijuana. You know, people are like, well, they have weed, you could search them all. But it doesn't mean you can search everything, all right, in New Jersey. In other states, yes. In New Jersey, we have to work under some weird rules. But get that consent search form, consent to search form signed. That will be the caveat that will cover you from bumper to bumper on the car. So if you're coming across something and you're iffy or unsure, again, go into an investigation mode and try to get these things. Just investigate. Just ask questions. It's okay. Be nice. Be polite. Hey, man, do you have this pill? I have a girl that I had an arrest. I used to show the video in class. I may show it for the classes that I'm doing in different states because I'm redacting New Jersey stuff out of the program and putting more good quality stuff that they need that I can't do tailored to each state in the program. And there's a girl who has a bottle full of prescription medication. Nothing. It actually wasn't a CDS. It was a prescription in her father's name. She has it and admits that she takes it and that she takes it for back pain. She has her father's medication and she takes it for back pain. She wasn't her father's car, it was her car. So there's an admission there that she's abusing the prescription legend drug in New Jersey. So, guys, hopefully that's some good advice for you guys. And if you run into this problem, ask questions. Don't take people's medication if they actually really need it and they just have it in like a bag because they were going to maybe an outing. Just ask questions, and you should be able to figure it out. People usually, just like the needle exchange program and all that jazz, and you know, ownership of needles that are legitimate. It's the same thing with these pills. Under 10, I'll put the case law. I'm sorry, not the case law. The 2C statute up, and you guys can read over it. Have a good night.